I decided to run again because I've really felt honored to be able to represent Western Buncombe County down in the General Assembly, and there's a lot of work that I've started around mental and behavioral health in schools, around the opioid crisis, and I want to continue doing that work so that we can start to reap some of the benefits of it.
Last time you didn't have an opponent. Do you expect that you'll have an opponent this time?
Well, last time I had an opponent, she dropped out, and she was not replaced on the ballot. But whether I have an opponent or not really won't change anything that I'm going to do. I'm going to continue to try and be as responsive as possible, listen to folks, and be in Raleigh representing them. And I'm going to campaign hard and planning on doing some canvassing this weekend and get the ball rolling.
How difficult has it been? I know that your district wasn't really affected, but all of the moving parts, the different court rulings, it's been confusing as all get out. So has that affected you in any way?
Well, I think that has just created a lot of uncertainty across the state. And so people don't know, am I in this district? Am I in that district? Are we going to have primaries? Are we not? So fortunately, out west, we haven't had a lot of that affecting us. Obviously, there's judicial redistricting, which we should put some pump the brakes on. But otherwise, I think we've been pretty stable out here, which has been good. But down in Wake County, Mecklenburg County, and some other areas, it's really caused a lot of chaos.
Now, you're going to be in Raleigh tomorrow, right, for votes?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Do you think that you'll support this new iteration of the Gen X bill?
Well, I haven't had a chance to really see what the Senate changed when it came over, and I haven't been notified, or we haven't been notified through the calendar, whether or not it's going to be on the calendar to vote for. I believe it's the Bill 189, and I know some amendments were made from the Senate last week, but I haven't had really a chance to digest it just yet.
Yeah, I think that what they did was they took away the allocation of money for that mass spectrometer, so that's the major change as far as I know.
I mean, I think that we need to make sure that we're giving DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality, the tools they need to do that job. Well, I don't believe we want them waiting in line at Chapel Hill to try and help clean up the water of the hundreds of thousands of people down the Wilmington area who are being affected. We need to give DEQ the tools they need. They need to have the flexibility to do things. But we've got to make sure we do it in the right way. And there aren't any sort of unintended consequences. And so that's why I'm sort of reserving judgment until I get a chance to really read it.
What about the class size bill? Have you had a chance to look at that one yet?
The conference report for House Bill 90, I think that first and foremost, solving the class size problem is critical. That is, as we are planning for next year, superintendents and school boards need to know what resources do they have. Teachers for PE, art and music need to know whether they're going to have a job next year. And so to me, that's a priority. And if that fix is in there, then I'll likely be supportive.
What about those other provisions? I know that it kind of snuck in some stuff that has to do with the elections board. And also something to do with that $58 million allocation of money from the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
Yes, Governor Cooper, the Environmental Mitigation Fund that was coming from the Atlantic Coast Pipeline was in there, making some changes to that. And as you mentioned, the State Board of Elections. I think what really concerns me is there isn't a severability clause within that bill. So if any of the pieces of that bill end up being struck down in court, the whole thing goes down. And so it's a little bit of a poison pill almost. I don't love those other provisions in there. But again, my focus has been, what are we going to do to solve the class size chaos? How do we ensure stability for next school year?
Okay, great. Anything else you think that we should cover that we haven't?
Well, I think that, one thing that's really been on my mind a lot, and we talk about the opioid crisis, we talk about substance abuse disorder, and while we've done great work with the STOP Act, at the same time, we're still cutting the budgets of the ADACs here in the state, in particular the Black Mountain facility. And so with one hand, we're trying to rein in this problem, but with the other hand, we're not putting the resources to the areas that are equipped to deal with it.
So you're a Democrat, obviously. You're here with the rest of the Buncombe County delegation. What do you think about the state of the Democratic Party going in? And, of course, you guys are putting up this kind of united front. So I assume that you think that you've got a pretty strong hand to play here in Western North Carolina, I guess.
Well, I think that whether you're a Democrat or Republican, the western part of the state is somewhat unique. I think we have a different sort of take on things that are going on, and a lot of times we feel left out. And so whether you're Democrat, Republican, I work with Representative Clampett on occasion. You know, I obviously work with Representative Ager, Representative Dobson. So it's about what are we doing for our region more so than the partisanship.
Okay. All right. Well, Brian Turner, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.